Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. The War Room with Harrison Smith is live right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatever you want. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. That was weird. 1-877-789-2539. I've only said that number multiple times a day for the last 6 years. I should probably have it in my head by now. In fact, it is so much in my head, sometimes I accidentally give it if I am supposed to say my number, like getting reservations at a restaurant or something. They're like, what's your number? And I'm like, 1-877-789. Never mind. Don't call that, please. Don't call that number. So a very interesting thing has happened, which, again, it's like I see somebody post, somebody I follow, actually a guy that we played a video of his a couple weeks ago, the guy responding to Joe Kent, the special forces operator. Responding to Joe Kent, basically saying we have his back and he's the most trustworthy person probably in the government right now. That guy responded like, you know, I thought the axe thing was another InfoWars stunt until I saw this. And it's like, what do you mean another InfoWars? We don't do stunts. What the hell is wrong with you people? What the hell? Oh my God. It really is genuinely crazy. Our thing is exposing the fraud, you guys. We are the hoax revealers. Why would we do hoax? Why would we ever need to do hoaxes? What are you talking about? Like, we don't have enough going on. Let's create new drama that doesn't actually exist. Are you kidding me? So it's like, again, I don't know what to tell you, but just... at the end of the day, if you can't see the pattern, I don't know what else to tell you. We are always telling the truth. We're always telling you the exact truth. It's just so simple, guys. It's very frustrating. But something very interesting has happened. Something very unexpected. The son of the man who made the battle axe commented on the video. So this was the son that told the father to go send the battle axe in. At K_SCG, my father was the one who sent in the axe. We were having lunch a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me about this battle axe he made, and he felt strongly that God told him to send it to Alex Jones, which honestly sounded a little strange to me at first, but I told him if he honestly thought God told him to do that, he should definitely do it then. Then I see this today. Pretty cool, to be honest. And somebody else asks, you know, they want an axe and want to buy one from him. Apparently the dad is a bladesmith as well as a carpenter. Which, does he sell swords? I'm asking for a friend. Does he sell swords? Somebody else says, can you share a screenshot of the tracking showing the delivery date and time? Call me a doubting Thomas, but I think it would be awesome for there to be definitive proof shared. Why do you need proof? Like, what are you thinking? Like, not to get mad, but like... this is why people suck at conspiracies. What do you not understand? Like, there has to be a motive for the conspiracy. There has to be like something being achieved. Why would we fake an axe delivery? What are you talking about? But the guy actually has the receipts. He literally, like, nobody should need to see proof for this. But in case you wanted to, the son of the man involved literally has the actual receipts of the delivery and the tracking number saying, quote, this was addressed to Free Speech Systems LLC, which is InfoWars corporate office and out their studio location. So it sat there until yesterday. I got frustrated and contacted Bigly. They run the Alex Jones store and asked Tuesday to get a hold of somebody at Free Speech Systems and tell them to send the axe to Alex. Apparently, it had a FedEx local carrier run it over to the studio yesterday morning. That's my understanding of how it went. Probably would have sat there longer if I didn't bug them with several emails and calls to Bigly. And that he's got the actual receipt with the tracking number and the date. Estimated delivery date, 3:30, with the story of him saying, okay, was sitting at our corporate office, and you know, that's what happened. If somebody sends something there's just a basket where stuff sits, and you go over there once a week to, you know, grab what people send you. So, you know, just it would sit there for a while. Incredible. What's your dad's line of work? Carpenter, bladesmith, works with tool and wood, wool and leather. So it's just, okay, I guess he's in on it too. I guess, you know, this is just how deep and sophisticated our psychological operation is going. It's going swimmingly. They're all falling for it. They all think that we had an axe delivered to us. That will help us somehow, I'm sure. Again, it's just like, it's one thing if you could point out what the purpose of the deception would be. What would be, okay. I'm telling you, this is what I encounter constantly. Like, I can't even understand why you think that this might be suspicious. Whatever. It's fine. It's all fine. Let's go to your calls now. Sean in California has called in. Let's go to Sean on line one here in just a second. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Harrison.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah. Hey, just a real fast, want to compliment the run the American Journal had. You remember I called in like when you took over for David Knight and haven't stopped being a listener of yours. So very proud to see you pass it to Rex and Tim, and proud to see that that's going to evolve into a new form. And I'm still keeping tabs on your Moonbase show. So very happy to see that you guys are leveling up.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, let me just, I haven't even mentioned that today. Today was the final broadcast of the American Journal that we started on December 29th, 2019. So really starting in more or less the beginning of 2020 all the way through 2025 when I moved over to the War Room. And yeah, it was a very good run. And Rex and Tim did a great job taking over in the last month or so after Brianna Morello's contract expired. So yes, things are changing. We told you things are changing. We are redeveloping that show, and things will look pretty different pretty soon. So make sure you're following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJ and Live. I'm at Harrison H. Smith, and we'll keep you up to date on what comes next. But it was a very fun show to do while it lasted. Not fun to wake up, but great crew. Thank you for that, Sean. But I know it's not what you called in about. What's your comment on the axe given to Alex?
Definitely. This is a thing when you spoke of discernment, and this is something you can use to, you know, swat down all these trolls, all these folks out there when it comes to discernment. You can tell they haven't done their basic, you know, due diligence or research when they propose, oh, something from FedEx, you know, it's gimmicked or whatever. I'm sure there's a way you guys could edit it and show the shipping label, which, you know, would have a timestamp, you know, attached to it. Maybe somehow figure out a way to edit out the address. But there are ways to prove that that was not a gimmick. I'll go back in time to Super Blue. You know, people talked mad smack on you guys having this toothpaste that, you know, I still have a few tubes of it because I bought it in bulk. You know, it's a good product. And Alex let it slip that, you know, it comes from a toothpaste supplier in Maine that you can find at other places. And I did the math. I looked at the bottle shape. I said, oh, Tom's of Maine. It's relabeled. It's like, everybody buys Tom's of Maine, and that's a good toothpaste brand. It's organic and doesn't have fluoride. So you switch over, Super Blue, add the nano silver and all that. It's like these folks don't have the discernment to do like 2 seconds of research to know that if it was really a bluff, you guys could be outed so easily. So it's really this thing we have in the modern era, and that we have to discern who are trolls that just are trolling to be trolls, who are the paid bots and paid shills. And isn't it funny that, you know, whenever we speak against certain factions that we're not supposed to talk about, that's when they turn out in bulk, almost in clockwork. They repeat the same talking points. So here's a key thing, Harrison, to always remember, no matter where your media career takes you, if there's a situation where it's a catch-22, where you're screwed either way that you're dealing with it, where you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, your answer or your approach, that's usually a deep state intelligence operation, usually something along the lines of MI6 or Mossad or the Vatican's intel operation. That's how they love to do things. It's something where they don't get their hands dirty, but no matter what you do, you're the bad guy. So that should help discernment. If you ever look at these cases in the future, you'd be like, hey, Trump's in this situation where no matter what he does, he loses. But in this case, as we've seen, he's probably picked the worst possible scenario. And my discernment is he does need our prayers, just like any president needs our prayers. But him, he needs them more so. And I think Melania needs them. I hinted to Tim and Rex last night. They need to take a look at what happened to Trump's first wife, that she supposedly was found near the bottom of a staircase and died from injuries from that fall down the staircase. And those who know mafia speak, staircases and falls are kind of a, it could have been an accident. I'm not saying, I'm speculating, but.
And this this was a while after they got divorced, right?
Yeah, it was during Trump's, it was after Trump's first run there. Between 2016 and 2021, I want to say, she mysteriously had fall down the staircases, the mother of his children. So to me, I'm not sure if that's like them sending a message to the family that they need to, shut their mouths, or if it was her own business relations, because she had some business ties to the same folks that Trump may be getting run by at this time. So that, from Cohen to the rest, they've always been in Trump's orbit. The question is, how dirty are they doing him now? And I think they're doing him really dirty, where he's damned if he does, he's damned if he don't, with the Epstein situation, with Iran, and all of it. So think of Trump as our grenade. We've breached a hole into this establishment, but we have to flood in the hole while they're still stunned from the flashbang and put patriots in there. We didn't put enough in. We got to get more people involved, all different levels, all different approaches. You know my approaches, but we can't just sit out this midterm. We got to get guys, more Thomas Massey's, more Rand Paul's, more Ron Paul's,
Yeah, and I know you like you like the National Assembly, which I think is a very interesting tax to take as well. Well, thank you very much for the call. Definitely appreciate it and agree with you. I can't confirm or deny the white labeling of Toms of Maine. I don't actually know, because I thought Super Blue was a proprietary thing. Maybe there was a version that was white labeled. I honestly just don't remember, because we haven't sold it in a while. But I know a lot of the tooth, mouth products that we have, come from Alex's dad, who had experience as a dentist. So I don't remember if that's the case. But yeah, with supplements, it's another thing. Is you'll hear people, what, snake oil salesman selling boner pills? And it's like, I guarantee if I look in your pantry or wherever, you're taking the same supplements. Like, who doesn't take like fish oil, like basic stuff? I mean, it's like, but it's us, so it's bad and it's wrong and it must be evil. And it's like, why though? And yeah, just do like just minimal research, basic research, and just ask yourself, like, would it even be possible to fake something, or what would the purpose be to fake something? This is what, I don't know why people don't understand this aspect of conspiracies. They learn about conspiracies and suddenly they think that just like everything is fake and nothing means anything, and they might as well fake something just for fun because they like tricking you. It's like, that's not why people do things. They do things for gain. They do things for money. They do things because they think they have to, because they're going to lose position or money. It's like, people do things for a reason, and typically they'll do the thing that costs the least and gets them the most. Like, this is human nature. Like, do people not understand this? It's going back to like the 9/11 911, conspiracies, where people are like, all the conspiracies about, it gets really complicated. And you just think about it, you go, okay, if you were planning this, would you go through all of these various steps where every step requires new people that could spill your secrets, that is another point of failure potentially? Like, or would you just fly a plane into a building and then have explosives and stuff, obviously, and, controlled demolition on top of that? But the idea of like, holographic planes, and it's just like, why would they do any of that? They have a plane. They're telling everybody they're flying a plane into the building. They just fly the plane into the building. It's not good. It's not complicated. That's not hard. That's like very, very simple. Again, when you're thinking about these things, just put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would be pulling it off and think like, would that be worth it? Would that be possible? Just start with that. If the answer is no to either one of those, then just move on. But weird, man. Why would we sell products that aren't good? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we do that? It's crazy. No, our products are the best, and a lot of them are white labeled, some of the most popular products in the world. Let's go to Jason Lowe now. Oh, Jason Lowe called in. I should have known when he had a last name. Jason Lowe from Florida. How you doing, sir? MAGA Titan himself. Welcome to the show.
What's up, brother? How are you doing?
Very good, man. Long time no talk. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing well, you know, and it's funny, and I'm not saying you should know this, but I actually dropped MAGA off the Titan name after the whole COVID thing and after J6, man.
I actually, you know, knew that as while. I was saying it. I was like, wait a second.
It's all good.
Liberty, no, it's okay. Titans of Liberty, I should have said.
Oh, no, all good, all good. Listen, he's slowly crept into the creeper box. You know, we should have known this with the whole COVID-19 deal. And he still loves his Fauci-ouchie, you know. He has not said anything bad about that. We still have chemtrails. We still have him, you know, being okay with glyphosate. And, you know, it's just, it's bad.
You know, being okay with glyphosate, he's like, he like loves glyphosate, apparently. We're giving glyphosate a free pass to poison everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, back to those products, that methylene blue, it took me a while to try it, but I've had it for over a month now. What a game changer. I haven't had anything like that since the X2, the Nation Iodine. You know, I mean, no wonder why it's flying off the shelf. I mean, that stuff is a game changer when it comes to focus and clarity. And I'm able to, you know, knock these videos out and stay up as late as I need to. And then with no crash or, you know, I mean, sometimes I stay up at night because, you know, it is strong. So you have to, you know, get your dose, the right dose for you. But, man, focus and clarity, great.
It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, sometimes we'll say, you know, hey, you might need to take, you know, 1.5 times this, but like not with methylene blue. Methylene blue, follow it as directed. Don't go crazy with it, y'all.
I was finishing editing a video yesterday. It's called Dear Donald, right? And it's a playoff of Eminem's Stan, you know,
okay, yeah.
The fan that's writing him. So I made the video. I finished last night. I thought I was done at 7 o'clock. The methylene blue had me finding so many details in my videos. I couldn't post until midnight on X. So.
That's what happened. That's why I was up till 3 editing that video. It's like, because there's a sunk cost fallacy. At a certain point, you're like, if I just 30 more minutes, I'll get it done. And then you're up 4 hours later. That's great, man. Methylene Blue helping to progress the info war. Very good to hear, man. So, yeah, you've been sort of off the Trump train for a while.
You know, I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt. I've been doing the same thing you guys do. We cheer for the good thing, but we've been seeing the bad things getting worse and worse. So, you know, I've just been, you know, sitting back and taking it all in, and then I've just been putting these videos together. So there's 2 of them up. If anybody wants to check them out, I'm still on band.video. I know that won't be around long, so you can follow me at Jason_LO_ on Twitter or X. And the last one we just did, Dear Donald, man, it's really powerful. You guys should definitely check it out. I think every Trump supporter feels this way right now, you know, and you know, I dropped it yesterday, and it was just perfect timing with everything that's going on with him talking bad about, you know, the Info Warriors and Alex and everybody else. So you guys should check that out, and also check out God is Watching. That one touches on the Epstein stuff, and, you know, working with Grok, it's amazing how I'm able to put this stuff together. It saves me a lot of time, and it still takes me a couple of days to edit these videos because I'm a working man.
Yeah.
But it does cut my time like in half. So,
well, that's awesome, man. And hey, it's we know what AI is being used for. So this is seizing the enemy's weapons and using it against them. And that's exactly how we defeat them. Incredible stuff. Anything else, Jason?
Oh, just keep going, man. You're doing great. Always knew you'd be a great host since back in the day. You're killing it. And you know, just stay true to liberty and to the country and to the flag, man. That's what we do. We're gonna keep fighting. And if any video is going to get me, you know, off, or if I disappear, it's going to be this one.
Well, we're going to play it. We're going to play it. The crew's already grabbed us. We're going to play it coming into the next segment. We also apparently have a video from Ron Paul, him reacting to Trump's meltdown. So we'll play that next segment as well. Thanks so much for the call, Jason. Give us the X account one more time.
At Jason_LO_. Get that Jason. Second underscore, you won't find it.
Jason_LO_. Yeah, you got to type the whole thing out. It won't suggest it to you. It's too powerful. We'll play the song when we come back in on the other side. Thank you so much for the call, Jason. Let's go to Bart in Georgia now. You want to talk about Netanyahu and Trump? Go ahead.
Yes, obviously there's war crimes going on, but I was sitting here thinking, hey, Harrison, have you ever heard of this drug in Colombia called Devil's Breath?
Yes,
I
have.
They call it scopolamine, and if they drug you, you'll do everything they say. You'll black out. You won't remember it. 100% compliant.
Yep.
We need to drug test Trump right now, see if he's being drugged or poisoned, because, like I said, he's a clone or something. That sounds ridiculous, but this is not the Trump I voted for. And somebody could have slipped him some drugs, and he an Israeli agent could have slipped him some drugs, and he's just doing whatever they say and whatever. This is a, I'm not trying to be funny. This is a serious thing that he needs to be drug tested. Thank you, Harrison, for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've talked about that before. I think actually in relation to the Epstein file, I think it got mentioned in the Epstein files at one point, but I've talked about it once a bunch because I saw the documentary Vice did about it, Devil's Breath, or the crew had the real name. What's the real name of it? Scopolamine. And yeah, supposedly you can dose somebody with this stuff and they just do whatever you say. Like they just come totally compliant, no will or soul at all. You can just go, you know, walk off the edge of the roof. Someone will just walk off the edge of the roof. They'll just do what they're told. It sounds like a magic. It sounds like something from Harry Potter or something, but supposedly it's real. And I mean, it's the number of ways that they would have to control Trump's behavior, from just your sort of mundane, typical blackmail to these crazy zombification thing. And trust me, you know what they were doing with MKUltra and Project Monarch and all this stuff in the 60s where they were dosing people with LSD. Do you have any idea the like psychotropic molecules that they've created in labs and tested? Or you don't think that the American government has extracted whatever the compound is from the devil's breath and like weaponized it? They have done all of this stuff, whether it's in use and, you know, deployed militarily or not, I don't know, but it would be a sort of dereliction of duty if they didn't test it to see what it could do, because say somebody else might do that and you want to be prepared. So, I mean, from electronic waves to, I mean, how they could implant stuff and try, and there's really no end to the number of ways that they could manipulate either Trump or, hell, create a clone of Trump. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. It might sound far-fetched, but, you know, we're dealing with people that are talking about setting off nuclear weapons. If you think they won't go to extreme lengths to achieve their ends, you haven't been paying attention. And they'll pull off some insane stuff. We're going to go directly out to your calls again after coming back in with the new video from Jason Lowe. We'll pick it up there with John, Jay, Carson, Angelina, Tony, and Abraham. We'll try to get to all of you in the next segment. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now and get Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy, both of our new products. You can get each one for $16.99 a month if you subscribe and sign up for the monthly delivery. But if you want to get that very special and extremely affordable offer, you got to go now because it only is available for the first 1,000 visitors to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know he sent you. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance.